Welcome to the world of Bull Outdoor Products, the epitome of outdoor cooking luxury. With this video, you'll be able to assemble your very own Bull Dura kitchen through step-by-step instruction. Before you begin any assembly, take time to inspect your delivery for contents and any damage that may have occurred during shipping. If you find any damage, please call us at 1-800-521-2855 immediately, so that we can remedy the situation as soon as possible. Once you are certain you have all the necessary pieces and tools as listed in the installation guide, you're ready to start assembling. Prepare your cabinets for assembly by placing each cabinet on its back near the location where they will be installed, leaving the cardboard underneath the back of the cabinets to protect them from getting scratched. Remove cardboard from the top and sides, leaving the cardboard under the back of the cabinet. Locate the pre-drilled holes, with the sloped end facing the center of the cabinet. Screw the leg bases to these pre-drilled holes. Set the leg length to between 5 and 1/16 inch to 5 and 1/8 inch height. Keep in mind the toe kick is 5 inches tall from the factory. Cabinets are 30 inches tall, and the granite is 3/4 inches thick. Adjustments might need to be made later, depending on the surface on which you're installing your kitchen. Set all legs at the proper height so that cabinets will clear the toe kick as provided, then insert all the legs into the leg bases. Screw through the side of the base into the leg to prevent the leg from moving out of the leg base. Note, there is not a hole pre-drilled for this. Repeat this step for all of the cabinets. When standing the cabinets onto their newly installed legs, do not simply rotate them onto the bottom edge of the cabinet and then onto the legs. This could damage both the edge of the cabinet and the legs. To properly and safely stand up the cabinets, lift each cabinet straight up, then place down onto the legs. Level one cabinet at a time. Keep in mind when setting the height on the legs that, for some cabinets, you may have to put the level on the outside edge. Place the next cabinet against the first cabinet, making the height equal and leveling them together. Use two clamps to hold the cabinet in place. Pre-drill the cabinets in the approximate locations. Screw together with 1 1/4 inch cabinet screws, adding 24-inch spacing for the refrigerator. Set the trash can cabinet or the triple drawer cabinet, depending on your model, 24 inches from the grill cabinet. Add the refrigeration back panel and secure it with clamps. Make sure the cabinets are level and the back panel is flush to the top and back of the cabinets. Pre-drill through the holes on the refrigerator panel to the cabinets using the 1 1/4 inch screws. Screw the panel into the grill cabinet from the top, middle and bottom, adding the front filler piece. Secure the filler to the back side of the panel of the cabinets using two angle brackets with double holes. Install the 20-inch by 2-inch by 3/4 inch filler to the top, between the grill cabinet and the trash can cabinet or triple drawer, making sure it is square and flush with the top of the cabinets. Note, the filler strips should be set back from the drawer handle installation. The drawer fronts are pre-drilled, but the backs are not. You must use the pre-drilled holes on the fronts to drill out the backs using a 5/32-inch drill bit. When the drawer holes are completed, screw in door handles using the pre-drilled holes in the doors. To install the granite countertop, identify the largest piece of granite. Next, locate the included UV double-sided tape. Please note, for the most accurate placement of the granite and the ease of any necessary adjustment, you should apply the double-sided tape exactly as follows. Peeling only one side of the double-sided tape, apply the adhesive strips onto the top corners of each cabinet. Next, Choose either the front or back of the cabinets and reveal the second side of the tape from only that edge of the cabinets. Remove the granite from the packaging and lift it onto the cabinet. Set the granite onto the cabinets as shown, with the unpolished edge on the grill side and the polished edge along the outside, allowing approximately 1 inch on the side and 1 inch on the back. Keep in mind, you want to make sure the edge of the counter is flush with the grill openings. At this time, should you find that you need to move or readjust the granite to account for the 1 inch overhang, you will be able to do so since only either the front or back has been affixed with the tape. After confirming placement, reveal the second side of the tape from all remaining spots and place granite down. As a natural stone, your granite may have slight variations in its surface. As such, you may need to use shims in order for the completed durable kitchen to be level. Starting with the front toe kick, place the pre-cut toe kicks down in front of the cabinets on cardboard to prevent scratching. The leg heights should have been set at 5 1/4 inches when installed. The toe kicks are 5 inches tall to start. If an adjustment to the toe kick height is necessary, rip these to the desired height before proceeding. Using a Sharpie and a small square, line up the center of the legs and mark. These marks will note the placement of the clip mount brackets. Line up the clip mounts to the center of these marks and approximately equidistant from top and bottom of toe kick. Once all clip mounts are screwed into the toe kick, slide the clips into the center of the clip mount. This will allow room for side-to-side adjustment. Once all clips are on the clip mounts, line them up with the legs and gently snap in one clip at a time, moving from one side to the other. Lay down the side toe kick flush with the inside front toe kick. Use a Sharpie to mark the center of the legs. Offset the side clip mount by 1/2 inch, either above or below your front toe kick measurement. This will ensure that the two clip mounts on the leg do not interfere with each other. Screw the clip mounts to the toe kick, carefully one side at a time. Note, if you are installing a rear toe kick, which is sold separately, you will install the rear toe kick before measuring the side piece. After toe kicks are installed, this is how they should look after snapping into place. To install the refrigerator and grill, begin by removing the refrigerator from the box and placing it on level ground, with your palms facing up inside the center of the refrigerator. Lift slowly in place. Do not use your feet or close the door and use your knees. Both will cause damage to the refrigerator. Next, remove the grill from the box and set it on even ground. Remove all cooking grates, burners, heat shields, flame tamers, and any other hardware. This will make the grill easier to lift and help avoid cracking the granite. Pay close attention to the granite edge when the grill is a few inches back behind the front of the granite. You can slide the rest gently into place, being careful not to chip the granite. The kitchen doors might need adjustment and tightening after assembly due to shipping movement. This is easily addressed with the adjustable hinges. Use the screw point as shown to adjust the door left or right. Use the screw point as shown to adjust the door elevation. Use this screw point to adjust any door gap between the cabinet box and the door. Congratulations on successfully assembling your Bulldura kitchen. We're committed to ensuring you have the best experience with our products. If you have any questions or need further assistance, our dedicated customer service team is here to help. Thank you for choosing Durabull and enjoy your new kitchen.